There's been a lot of tension lately between those who want personal data on devices like cell phones to be secure and those who want access to it for criminal investigations. Case in point, the recent standoff between Apple and the FBI over a locked smartphone tied to the San Bernardino massacre. Now, some prominent senators are pushing a bill saying companies like Apple must guarantee court-ordered access to that kind of data. NPR's David Wellna reports.
The 9-page draft bill is called the Compliance with Court Orders Act of 2016. Richard Burr, the Republican who chairs the Senate Intelligence Committee, is, along with top committee Democrat Dianne Feinstein, that bill's co-sponsor.
I call it a follow the rule of law bill, because that's what it does. It says nobody's exempt from a court order issued by a judge on the bench.
Specifically, the bill requires those who receive such a court order to provide, quote, intelligible information or data, or the technical means to get it. In other words, a key to unlock secured data. Senate Intelligence Panel member Dan Coats strongly backs the bill. The Indiana Republican says Congress is acting by popular demand.
The American public have realized that if it's done in a reasonable way with legal support and oversight, there are instances where it would be feasible to force a company to unlock the phone.
The White House declined to comment on the bill, but at last month's South by Southwest conference, President Obama chided those who oppose court-ordered data access.
If your argument is strong encryption, no matter what, and we can and should, in fact, create black boxes, then I think, does not strike the kind of balance that we have lived with for 200, 300 years, and it's fetishizing our phones above every other value.
Meanwhile, advocates for digital security are warning the Senate's proposed legislation could cause immense harm.
It is hard to overstate how disastrous for the security of all of our data, as well as the economic security of our tech sector, this bill would be.
That's Kevin Bankston. He directs the Open Technology Institute at New America, a Washington think tank. Bankston says lawmakers simply don't understand the implications of forcing companies to provide digital backdoors to technology that's supposed to be secure.
It's not possible to build some special access capability for the government into our most secure data without also making it vulnerable to other bad actors. And yet this bill says, we don't care. Do magic. Find a way to secure all of our data while also making it available on demand to the government at any time. And that's simply not possible.
Others warn the proposed bill could shake people's trust in the security of American products and drive business elsewhere. Gary Shapiro heads the Consumer Technology Association. It's a trade group representing 2,400 American firms, including Apple.
If American companies are forced to make sure that the government could sneak into every conversation that customers have, then normal customers who care about their security and privacy would be looking for foreign companies to supply their needs, even if they buy them abroad and bring them here.
The bill is also causing heartburn on Capitol Hill. Oregon's Ron Wyden is the number two Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee. He says the proposed legislation would actually make Americans less safe.
I will do everything in my power as a senator to prevent something like this that would damage the security and well-being of the country by weakening encryption.
But Indiana Republican Coates says the possibility of terrorists using protected technology to plan attacks really leaves Congress no other choice.
If there is another attack in the United States, the American people will be saying, did you do everything you possibly could to prevent this?
The answer may depend on whether this bipartisan bill really enhances American security or undermines it. David Wellna, NPR News, Washington.